And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in North Carolina, where a congressman wants Washington to step in where his local school board will not. Representative Addison McDowell is asking the Education Department to investigate Cox Mill High School, where parents say a biological male has been using the girls' bathroom and locker rooms. They say the district continues to hide behind state law, and McDowell, who's a father of three girls with another on the way, says he's not buying it. Title IX protects girls, and the Education Department says that the county will either comply now or later. Meanwhile, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals just ruled the Ten Commandments are not unconstitutional. Try to act surprised. Texas passed a law last year requiring public schools to display the commandments, and of course, the usual suspects sued. A judge's opinion drove a stake through what was left of the old lemon test, the one that forced cities to flank baby Jesus with Frosty the Snowman just to keep the nativity legal. Now, Moses can now stand in a Texas classroom without Snoopy holding his hand. The commandments are doing better in Texas courtrooms, however, than they are in some Sunday pulpits. A reverend, you can't see my air quotes because her name's Anna Flowers, she's telling people that when Jesus said, quote, "No one comes to the Father except through me," he didn't actually mean it. She calls Christ true alongside other truths. Peter told the Sanhedrin that there's no other name under heaven by which men must be saved, and James warned that teachers face a stricter judgment. And this is what he had in mind when he said that. Don't you think? Well, over at the Daily Wire, Elizabeth Grace Matthew weighs in on the recurring fight over women taking their husband's name. I didn't realize it was such a big fight, but about 80% of American brides still do. That's why I didn't realize it was such a big deal, as it apparently is. But feminists are insisting that it erases a woman's identity. Matthew is pointing out the obvious. A maiden name is dad's name. You haven't escaped the patriarchy. You've just relocated to a different patriarch. Marriage isn't a form of self-expression. It's supposed to transcend the self. Not him versus her. It's him and her together as one. In the state of Alabama, lawmakers passed a new redistricting map last week, and the left, of course, is furious because they did it during a tornado warning. A Democratic state senator filmed herself complaining about the mayhem. The vote went 75-29 anyway, and the sirens didn't move a single vote. Lawmakers in New York actually did something useful, if you can believe it. Mark the date. A bill on Governor Hochul's desk would ban potassium bromate, a flour additive linked to cancer that shows up for pizza dough and bagels. The European Union banned it decades ago. Small businesses are getting a 3-year window to comply. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.